Well, congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Cindy Zimmerman with DomesticFuel.com. And we had about, well over 1,000 ethanol producers and corn growers here, and American Ethanol was in spotlight. And I wanted to get the perspective from each of you about using a 15% ethanol blend in terms of strategy, in terms of fuel efficiency, and in terms of using a domestically produced fuel in such an American event like NASCAR.
Well, I think you have to applaud NASCAR and efforts they have on the Green Initiative. I know there's some fancy word for it. I don't know what it is, the NASCAR Green Initiative. Isn't it called something?
Green Initiative.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah, that program. Yeah. But I thought it had some really cool name. I just need to work on a really cool slogan. But I think you got to applaud them for pulling that rope and working really hard on that. And, you know, it's just an added benefit that it's something that comes from America. I guess I didn't even know that. I guess I should have known that. But, you know, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's it really hasn't changed as far as the performance side. It hasn't changed a whole lot. The fuel mileage has changed a little bit. But, you know, it's the same for everybody. So, you know, it seemed to work out, be pretty good fuel for us today. So we're, you know, just excited that we, you know, that we can be part of it.
I think if we look at, you know, oil and the availability of fuels as we go forward, the opportunity to combine petroleum products, you know, with this product, ethanol, I think is going in the right direction. And NASCAR has been committed, you know, many years ago to look at these opportunities. And, you know, we spent a lot of time on our dynamometers, you know, getting the engines back to the power. But at this point, the reliability is there, the fuel mileage is there, and you can see the performance. So I think it's a win-win for everyone.